Coach Ray lived out in Metairie, Louisiana, and he coached at Johnny Bright Playground as a playground supervisor. He coached basketball for over 30 years there. He taught basketball to kids ages 6 to 18, black and white, Hispanic and Asian. Whether they were really talented or not, didn't matter to Coach Ray. Some were even disabled. He taught us Christian values of teamwork, self-discipline, work ethic, and how to be a good sport and love of others. He lived a simple life, only about 2 or 3 blocks from the playground. He often walked to work, except on bad days. He was not a man of material things. He had a great jump shot, and he loved to practice with us during scrimmages. He was a hard guy to defend, even though he was much older than us. Coach Ray's simple life, his Christian values, and his love of kids helped mold thousands of lives, including my own. In the gospel today, St. Luke teaches us to live a simple life with Jesus as a priority to enter the kingdom of heaven. Jesus often preached of leading a simple life. Our Lord told the apostles to take nothing for the journey to spread the good news, only a walking stick, no food, no sack, no money in their belts, not even a second tunic. Take no material things. They were to rely upon God's divine guidance for all their needs. Jesus himself lived the message he preached to his apostles. In his 3-year public ministry, he owned nothing other than the clothes on his back. He relied strictly on the providence of God his Father. Our Lord tells us in Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, these words, "We cannot serve both God and mammon. We will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other." When the rich man asked Jesus how to reach the kingdom of heaven, he told him this, "Sell all that you have and distribute it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." So what are the components of a simple life our Lord tells us about to reach heaven in today's gospel? It starts with time management. He tells us to make a holy hour each day. Remember when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane after the Last Supper? He asked the apostles, his well-trained followers, to spend 1 hour with him. What happened? The apostles failed Jesus, falling asleep, leaving our Lord to agonize by himself over his coming passion and crucifixion at the time of his greatest need. Is it really that hard to give up an hour of free time to spend with our Creator, our Maker, who gave each one of us in Mass today this wonderful life we live, full of great blessings? We can spend this hour splitting it up into half-hour increments if necessary. Just start with 15 minutes on a given day, and this will grow over time to 1 hour. So what can we do with this daily hour? We can read the daily Mass readings to learn the values of Jesus and implement them in our lives. We certainly have time to read the paper or the news each day online. Why can't we read the daily readings then? We can read the Bible, the Liturgy of the Hours, or one of thousands of great spiritual books to grow our spirituality. We can pray the Rosary for family, friends, and loved ones who may be in purgatory and can't help themselves. We can pray for those who are suffering and for the needs of the world. Or we can do the daily examen given to us by St. Ignatius of Loyola. And that's real simple. Find a quiet place in your home at the end of the day. Spend about 10 to 15 minutes with our Lord one-on-one, thanking him for all the blessings he bestowed on us, asking his forgiveness for any sins we may have committed, and asking his will for each one of us for the next day. Consider rotating these various ways to grow in our relationship with our Lord. This daily hour keeps us focused on the will of Jesus, frees us from temptation and sin from the evil one. Of the 16 hours we are awake in a day, surely we can spend 6% or 1 hour of our day for our Lord and Savior. Monsignor Nalty, our pastor, spends an hour every morning, his holy hour before he begins a day, growing in his spirituality each day. And this message of leading a simple life continues with a discussion of our desire for earthly things. Do we really need 10 to 20 or more pairs of shoes, dresses, shirts, or suits? If you haven't worn these items in the last 2 years, consider donating them to the Ozanam Inn, Bridge House, or Salvation Army, as they can really use them for the homeless and the poor people in our city. And Lord knows we have so many of them. Do we really need a storage facility with all of our stuff? When our time is up in this life, all of our stuff will be a tremendous burden for our family members to dispose of. Do we really need a new cell phone every year, or a new car every few years? Are we consumed with keeping up with our friends based on material things? Do we really need to eat so much food or alcohol that we're slowly hurting ourselves by the sin of gluttony? Remember that our bodies are a temple for the Holy Spirit who is in us, whom we have received from God. It is our duty to take care of our bodies each day, for the Lord has blessed us with them. Now, discussion of the message from Jesus to lead a simple life continues with a review of the concept of complacency. Spiritual complacency is defined as this: a state of self-satisfaction leading to spiritual stagnation and little or no desire for growth in our relationship with Jesus. In more simple terms, if we're not growing in our relationship with our Lord, we may be gradually losing it over time. Are we just trying to get by in our relationship with our Lord and Savior, doing just enough to hopefully cross the finish line to gain heaven? Do we have this attitude of these things? Well, I attend Mass on some Sundays, but not all of them. I pray two or three times a week for a few minutes. I don't really like confession, so I don't go. I drink a few beers each night. It doesn't really hurt anybody. It's okay to hate a family member or a friend over something they said or did to me some years ago. Or how about this one? I only get angry with my spouse every now and then. My sisters and brothers, these examples reflect complacency. Complacency is the enemy of the soul. We have to bring an end to it. We can't let the evil one be in control of our souls. Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta said it best about this simple life when she said, "My secret is simple, just pray and be in union with God." In reflecting on Luke's gospel and the teachings Jesus gave us, we are certain that Jesus wants us to lead a simple life with him as our priority. He specifically says in today's gospel these words: "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough." By living this simple life with Jesus as a priority, we want him to tell us when it's our time to knock on the door of heaven these words: "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Come share your master's joy." By contrast, we don't want our Lord to say when this time comes these words: "I don't know where you're from. Depart from me, you evildoer." Please remember this: the simple life that Jesus wants to live with him to enter the kingdom of heaven through the narrow gate consists of this. Structure our time so we spend 6% of our day, or about an hour, with him each day. Jettison those earthly things, habits, and ways we don't need and only hurt our souls. And bring an end to spiritual complacency. Always be pursuing spiritual growth. Please remember, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, the Christ and the Messiah, wants no soul left behind. He wants every soul to gain heaven.